KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. Our engineers today are Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. I'm Jack Anderson, and we are joined today by Wonder Bitch here in Studio 1A. They're going to be playing the Clubbabalicious 11th anniversary, and they got a vinyl release coming out next month. Well, Wonder Bitch, I would love to start with a song.
You got it, mate.
Austin four-piece Wonder Bitch here in Studio 1A. You can catch them live at the Kebabalicious 11th anniversary show this Thursday, and they got their vinyl release show coming up next month. Well, I'm talking with fronting keyboard and vocalist Alex Chod. Alex, how you doing today?
I'm doing excellent, man. Thank you for having us.
So we just heard a song called Ocean Soft. You guys got your shades on here. You've got the e-piano. You've got the analog synth. You've got the jazzy chord change.
I think you're catching on to something here.
Would you call it yacht rock?
Yes. Yes, I would. We don't know what else to call it, and it sounds like yacht rock, so I guess that's kind of what it is.
It does sound like yacht rock, and I know that you claim influence from Steely Dan, obviously pretty hard, losing Walter Becker earlier this year.
Yes.
Losing David Bowie, I know you cited influence to him as well. How are you coping with losing some of these icons that have really shaped your songwriting?
I mean, it happens. it's going to happen to all of us. I like the music still. The guys aren't here. That's all I got, you know?
It's Wonder Rich here in Studio 1A. So, Alex, how'd the band come together?
The band came together me and the drummer here, Butch, lived in Bloomington, Indiana, and we had just graduated college, and we were in a few bands together, and they were all had really complicated names, which will come into play later here. They all had really complicated names and complicated music and just slow going, and we're like, you know what? I like when people dance at shows, so let's make this fun. So we got a band together, and we called it Wonder Bitch after a lot of discussion, because our old band names were things like Western Kinsmen of the Sun and the Vorticists, and very hard band names to say. So we're like, let's go the opposite direction and go Wonder Bitch. So we named it that, and then we needed somewhere to live that had a few more stages, a few more venues. So we came and visited Austin, and it was... awesome. There was avocados and sunshine, and then we moved down here a couple years ago. It's been trucking.
Well, we appreciate you coming to the land of avocados and sunshine.
Thank
it's great
you
to have
us.
You here. So you've got this vinyl release coming out next month. Is this new material or okay? So what are
yeah,
you
all
on
the stuff
vinyl?
We're playing today is from it. It's all brand new.
Okay, great. And then so you're going to be performing along, or who's going to be performing with you at that vinyl release show at the Mohawk?
At the vinyl release show, it's a homies show, we call it, because it's just our good friends who we just really love their music. It's opening the night, I believe, will be the Millbrook Estates, which is a young band who is a side project of the Halfways, kind of, or like a sister project. And then Palm Days will also be playing, who I don't know if you've had them in yet, but I highly recommend it.
And then for Kebabalicious, it's the 11th anniversary. You can find Kebabalicious at 1311 East 7th Street. The celebration is going to be this Thursday, 7 to 11 p.m., and Wonder Bitch is going to be joined by Sheeser and Duncan Fellows, who is actually a previous KUTX Artist of the Month. So, Alex, before this next song, could you tell me, what are you playing on? What is this vintage synth you have here?
It's actually new. It's the Moog Little Fatty, which was kind of like Moog's return to being in everyone's awareness in like around the mid-2000s, because everyone all of a sudden was like, all right, time for analog to come back, and they were like, we got you. So it's definitely vintage, you know, designed, but it's only like 10 years old.
Retro-futuristic.
Yes, retro. Yes.
All right, well, on that note, it's Wonder Bitch here in Studio 1A. What are we going to hear next?
This next song is called Day After Day.
Human emotion, but that's not what you wanna hear. When you're feeling down, I watch you pull upon the ocean, hoping that you can steer. You came against the same barricade so many times. You knocked upon the door. They say, 'cause you're scared of what might happen when you're dead. died, she told me that she'd been dead before. And I think that she brought something back. She came against the same barricade so many times. She cried and cried until her face turned red. But she never did what they wanted her to, and she kept on growing. But she never let them get to her head.
Local quartet Wonder Bitch here in Studio 1A. They'll be performing for the Kebabalicious 11th anniversary. You can find that on 7th Street, and this is going to be this Thursday, 7 to 11 p.m., along with She Sir and Duncan Fellows. You can also catch Wonder Bitch for their vinyl release show coming up at the Mohawk November 17th. I've been chit-chatting with Alex Chod, fronting vocalist and keyboard player. Alex, do you mind taking a moment to introduce your other band members for our listeners?
Not really. Over here we have Bruce Smith Jr. on the guitar. Junior. We got Sam Harrell here on bass.
Hi.
We got Butch the Machine Wade on drums. And I've run out of people.
And we're back to you, Alex. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for stopping into Studio 1A. I cannot wait to have you back. Again, you can catch them at Kebabalicious this Thursday and for their vinyl release show in November at the Mohawk. Well, thanks to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. Special shout out to our multimedia team for grabbing video goodies. You can find that on our website, kutx.org, in the near future. And for KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience, I'm Jack Anderson.
Surrounded by the smoke.